The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Panera Bread, very popular place to go get some food. They're having to discontinue one of their most popular items. We'll talk about it in the food news. Time for Hottest Hashtags here on your Friday. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Lil Latinx.
So excited about this first hashtag. The birth of a rare white buffalo just happened in Yellowstone National Park, and it fulfills a Lakota prophecy. Now, according to Chief Arville Looking Horse, this prophecy says this is a blessing, but also a curse. Because Mother Earth is coming for us. She doesn't want us here anymore. Ugh. We're dirtying her up. It's almost too late to turn around the climate change.
I don't know about all that, but they should name this white buffalo cauliflower. Because like buffalo wings, cauliflower wings.
Oh, that'd be so cute.
Yo, come on, dog. That's what I'm here for.
Well, it scared me a little bit.
That's not a bad idea.
If cauliflower does bring the end of the earth, my apologies, everybody.
This could have been a hottest hashtag and food news all in one. DJ Automatic, what do we have for food news?
Panera is discontinuing their charged lemonade drinks because it's killing people.
Good.
What?
Yeah, two people are pressing charges against Panera because they say that their charged lemonades led to their death.
Those two people are not, but
their families are doing it, yes.
Yeah, this is serious, and you're not supposed to drink that much caffeine, and there was no warning. People were actually filling their giant Yetis and their stupid Stanley cups.
So if you get more than 400 milligrams of caffeine in one day, it can affect your heart, and that's
damn
what they think happened.
And then you're just face down in a bread bowl.
Yeah.
Sad.
But I mean, hey, if Four Loko bounce back, so can Panera.
Whose side are you on? Well, no, get rid of this, dude. We don't
Why
need this.
Why are you bringing up Four Loko?
Because the same thing happened with Four Loko. They had too much caffeine. They had to discontinue it for a while, and now they brought it back with more, with less caffeine.
Does anyone in here drink Four Loko?
Not anymore.
Oh, no.
Automatic straight from the Panera boardroom. I like it, dude.
Like, who's paying you? Where's that check? National Day Anthony A.
First and foremost, we got to wish the U.S. Army a very happy birthday.
Hey. Salute.
My whole family's been registering either for the draft or served in the U.S. Army.
All right. We also have National Bourbon Day as well, too. So
cheers.
Maybe see a good serviceman or woman, buy them some bourbon.
There you go.
And it is also National Wear Blue Day because it is Men's Mental Health Month, and we wear blue to support men's mental health the Friday before Father's Day.
I was going
to
say, right before Father's Day, we need this for the fellas.
And let's go to wrap it up on National Marriage Day.
Oh, I'm so happy that I married you, DJ Automatic. You're a great husband.
I need the blue stuff.
I can't stand you right now. I wanted to, you know what? Can we have a fun show one day dedicated to how the marriage proposal went down?
Yeah,
we can have ladies call in.
Like have people call in and tell their stories?
I want women to call in and big up their husbands.
Hey, isn't it Father's Day weekend? Can we have the guys call in? How about that part?
Ooh.
Well, women bigging up their guys, isn't that a rarity?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
If you just turned your radio on, today inside the parents' court, we're talking about a couple whose son is going to be born in about a month, and the woman wants to circumcise the baby boy, and the man says no, and so they're having this argument, and I actually found an incredible article from the American Academy of Pediatrics when it comes to circumcising baby boys, the pros and cons.
The parents' court!
Automatic, you're a man.
Last time I checked.
Yeah, we don't have a son, but are
the question wasn't insulting. It was the laugh after.
No. This is a hard conversation because Otto was like, this is such a tough topic. Exactly.
That's why I said it's a tough,
we're all giggling. Yes. It's all silly. This is a very big decision that parents make. Are you happy with the choice your mother made, DJ Automatic?
I have no other choice. Why wouldn't I be happy? I don't know what the other life's like. I definitely haven't checked.
Okay, well, okay. There are pros and cons. The woman says that she, you know, thinks it's a good idea. She's read up on it. And the man says no because he doesn't want his son to be in pain.
Oh, I mean, I get that part. Thing. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure it was traumatizing when I was however old they did with that. Like
one day old or whatever. But you don't even remember
it. Do we know
right?
how the papa's rolling? Does he have an elephant tusk or what's
up? Don't know, Anthony. So that's what I was going to ask.
I was going to say this. Whatever dad has, usually the son should get because they're going to see each other at some point and then they're going to be like, the kid's going to be like, mine doesn't look like dad's.
Is that a real thing?
Yes.
It's not a sports car automatic. No, I don't think that's a real thing, dude. No, I don't think. I just think that the misconception of like, oh, it's going to hurt. I think
it's going to hurt, Anthony.
It's like, but babies go get their ears pierced and whatnot too all the time. And stuff happens. Like, it's a medical procedure.
You're comparing an ear and a wee wee?
Yeah, I have one. You don't, so don't talk to me about this.
You're right. Like, you're right. So I'm asking. You're right.
It's the same thing.
I digress.
It's a medical procedure that everyone does. It's a normal, healthy thing. A lot of medical benefits.
Not everybody does.
I was going to say, I think, a lot of the people in the United States, but worldwide, I think it's 85% or something crazy.
U.S. numbers are way down. It's less than 50% now.
Okay.
Like
I said, I'm not checking.
The surgery of circumcision has been happening since 2300 BC. So it's nothing new. And you know what's interesting is I remember there's a show called Sex and the City. I remember the ladies having a conversation about a man who wasn't.
You've never seen an uncircumcised one? I'm from Connecticut.
Reminder, you're dating the guy, not the p***.
Aesthetics are important to me.
It's not what it looks like. It's what they can do with it.
Well, I don't need one that can make its own carrying case.
Rude. And I said it's been happening since 2300 BC. Well, times have changed. Back then, there was no soap. I'm sure they did it for reasons.
Well, they did it for medical reasons because it takes a lot more to clean it.
Yeah, there wasn't like soap and all this stuff that we have now too. But teenage boys don't clean themselves properly right now.
Dude. According to the American Academy of Pediatrics, here are the pros: decreased risk of urinary tract infections. You guys hit the nail on the head. Wait.
Don't want to call
anyway,
it that.
Yeah, we don't put nails anywhere near that.
Because boys and men don't necessarily cleanse themselves after they go potty. The next pro, lowered rates of sexually transmitted infections.
Because it gets caught, the infection gets caught inside the extra skin.
Yeah. Protections against penile cancers.
Didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. Here are the cons. Risks and complications with surgery. Only 3% experience minor issues, but still, there is a risk. Pain during and after surgery, which is what this man is concerned about. He doesn't want his son to be hurt.
You don't remember anything from that age.
Well, I know. But the number one thing is, and I did not know this, potential impact on sexy time pleasure. It decreases sensitivity.
What?
Yeah.
So I'm not living my best life over here?
In the end, though,
Wouldn't have kept it clean as a teenager, though. I'll just be honest.
In the end, the AAP says the benefits of circumcision definitely outweigh the risks, but they concluded circumcision shouldn't be recommended, and parents should make their own decisions based on religious, ethical, and cultural beliefs.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
I don't have a father. I mean, I obviously have somebody who helped create me along with my mother, but I don't know who he is. Couldn't pick him out of a lineup. So myself, Dana Cortez, I'm telling my husband, DJ Automatic, and Anthony A here, Father's Day's on y'all. Because they were like, Dana, it's Father's Day. We haven't done a lot with it. Well, I don't know what to tell you.
Well,
I don't
have a dad. Father's Day is the often overlooked holiday.
Oh, pobrecito, poor you. Woe
we are,
is you.
We are the less
Dana,
cared about
hold on,
of
Dana,
the parental.
Dana, you acted like there's never been positive men in your life, though. You've had positive, and you're married to a great father.
But I don't want to take away from the good fathers by mentioning my uncle or my mother as Father's Day. I don't really like that.
No, please. Just continue to rain on all the Father's Day parade instead.
No, I'm not holding the parade because my dad is not in it. He's not invited. Well, but I will tell you this, DJ Automatic, I loved your father. I still love him. I mean, of course, he's moved on into the next phase that we experience here in the universe. But he was funny.
My dad is a hilarious guy. He could talk shit with the best of them.
Nice.
Really,
dude.
Really?
Classic.
Yeah, classic. And, good guy to hang out with. He taught me a lot of things. I think one of the most important things he ever taught me was show up on time.
Oh,
he's like, when you show up on time, you've already beat half the competition. Be ready, and you've already beat 75% of them.
Wow. Okay.
And so he'd always say that to me over and over.
Did you always follow that advice?
It took me a while to catch on, but I got it.
Okay.
I eventually caught on.
Yeah.
My father, he gave me life lessons through a different method of like, hey, you see me do this, you don't do it. Type of stuff.
Okay.
And one thing I did learn with my dad is as long as your intentions are pure, be as honest as you can as a person. That's all you can really do. And I didn't understand that till I was later on. I think he's been in and out my life. So the relationship is a little bit different. But I think one thing I'm doing now, and I encourage all my homies out there to do, is if you're a grown adult person, whatever, and you have a relationship with your father, view him more as your friend.
Yes.
Because that's what I realized. I was like, damn, my dad needed more homies around. Because you lose your friends as a man. When you get
my
your family,
dad
you get your
and
kids.
My relationship changed entirely once I started thinking of him as a friend and not just my dad and trying to, like, because a lot of people do this, try to put their hangups on their parents. Oh, it's because of you. It's because of you. And then when I let go of all that and I just said, hey, this guy's my homie. I like to hang out with him sometimes.
He's
talk to him on the phone. He's a good guy. He's funny.
Bro.
Everything changed.
That's what I'm encouraging all the homies to do. Kick it with your father if you have the opportunity to do so. Be a friend.
I'm sad. I don't have a dad.
But you're married to
I'm
a great
kidding.
Father.
I am.
You're married
Happy
to a
Father's
great. Your
Day.
Husband's a great father.
Just joking. You can't miss what you've never had. To all the good fathers out there, we love you. Thank you for all you do for your kiddos and the women in your lives and all that good stuff. Once again, Happy Father's Day. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.